A few years ago, one of the kids in my online coaching program said to me, "Coach Rebecca, I wish we could just go to a gym and have you as our coach. We would all be so happy and so confident." And that warmed my heart, and I was like, "Oh my gosh, that would be the best." And that comment stuck with me for years. So now I'm going to do something about it. I am inviting gymnasts from all over the country to join me for the first ever Confident Gymnast Camp this August 3rd and 4th. This camp is all about breaking through mental blocks. So if you're struggling with a skill and you want me and my team to help you break through in real time, then check out confidentgymnast.com for details. Hi guys, on today's podcast, I'm going to give you some lessons from SUNY Lee's Uneven Bars Final. And the big lesson is don't lose focus. Even if you just won the gold medal in all around at the Olympics and you're so excited, you are not done yet. You got to be able to dial your focus back in so that you don't end up with a bronze on the event you're supposed to have won. So I'm going to talk today about how to reset when life is distracting, whether those are great distractions or not so great distractions, the types of distractions that you want to look out for. There's more than one type. And the three simple tools to dial your focus in. Let's do it. Welcome to the Perform Happy Podcast, where athletes and their support squad come to learn the secret weapon for sports success. I'm your host, Rebecca Smith. First, I was a scaredy cat gymnast, then a coach. Now I'm a sports psychology expert and a parent. Athletes, whether you're feeling stuck or you're having the best season of your life, I'm here to help you reach peak performance and maximum enjoyment. Hey everybody, I'm Coach Rebecca Smith, and today I want to talk a little bit about another lesson that I learned watching the Olympics, or at least a lesson that we can take away from Olympic gymnastics, because I love it so much, and I imagine you do too. Even if you didn't watch Sunisa Lee on bars or in the all-around, that's okay. We're still going to have some really actionable things that you can take away from this chat. So just to give you a recap, if you didn't watch what happened, Suni Lee, after Simone, you know, backed out of the all-around competition, Sunisa, the American, went and won gold in the all-around. It was so amazing, and she was so happy, and we were all so proud of her, and we all cried tears and posted on Instagram, and it was so awesome, you know, to have this other American, the fifth Olympics in a row where the U.S. takes home the all-around gold. So then her next event was the uneven bars. And that's her event. That's the one. That's like why she was in the Olympics. She is so solid on bars. She is so consistent. Her difficulty is amazingly high. So she is favored to win. You know, there's some other girls who it's not going to be easy for her, but everyone's like, oh yeah, SUNY bars. That's her event. Okay. From the time that she wins all around gold to the time where she competes in the bars final, she is being interviewed. She's getting pinged on every possible thing. Her Instagram followers increased by like 400,000 people in 24 hours. Everyone's like, who's this chick? We love her. So she is getting all this adoration, all this media attention. She is really pumped and excited. And then she goes and she misses a couple of connections on bars and ends up with the bronze, third place. And her reflection looking back was that it was about focus, that she lost focus because in those pivotal couple of days, she was distracted. So even positive things can create distractions that can prevent peak performance. So I want to talk about how to focus. Well, dialing in your focus in general, when you have a big competition or a big event, even if it's one you're really confident in, you want to pay special attention to your focus. So I want to talk about how to reset when life is distracting, for better or for worse. So let's first talk about the types of distractions. We've got external distractions. That's your phone pinging. That's somebody's voice in your ear. Then we've got the internal distractions that are your jealousy, your fear, your exhaustion, your worry, your lack of motivation, anticipation. All of those things need to be actively addressed in an athlete. It's one thing to say, nobody talked to me before the competition, but you're still in there with yourself.
And those internal distractions can be equally harmful to a peak performance. So I want to give you three simple tools that will help you to dial in your focus. So the first thing we want to do is prevent. Okay, so if we have an obstacle to confidence, which we're going to say a lack of focus, we want to try to prevent it. We want to cope with it while it's happening, and we want to bounce back from it. So we're going to start with the prevention strategy. The first thing you want to do is get more mindful. Mindfulness is just being aware of your thinking mind. So it's not that you're necessarily controlling your mind or you're so calm and peaceful all the time. It's just that you can sort of bump back a level and observe yourself thinking. So you can go, oh, I am having a fear thought. Instead of I'm scared, it's I'm having a fear thought. Or I'm having an anticipation thought. Or I'm having an excitement thought. Or I am thinking about XYZ. Just to bump back one level and be able to take a look and go, what am I thinking right now? What am I feeling in my body? What's happening? I'm having a jealousy thought. I'm having a pressure thought, whatever that is. You want to practice mindfulness. And there are a couple great ways to do this. This is a regular thing. If you do this regularly, you will have better focus. So you can journal. I love journaling. Just sort of open up the journal and write for 3 pages every single day. That I know that's a big ask, but if you can sit down and just start writing and let all of your thoughts come out, you can do this at the end of the day, you can do this in the morning, but just sort of let it all out. Because when you do that, you're going to realize, oh my gosh, I didn't even realize that was going on inside of me. It's going to increase your mindfulness. What is going on in here? What are the potential internal distractions that I'm carrying around with me all the time that I'm not aware of? Okay. Also, you can sit in silence and actually be with your thoughts. This one is a little harder, can be harder for beginners, but I recommend you set a timer for 2 minutes and you sit and you keep your focus on your breathing. So you're just feeling the breath coming and going, feeling the sensations of breath. And anytime that you notice your mind wandering, because it will, that's what it does, you just bring it back to the breath. And it wanders and you bring it back to the breath. And it wanders, you bring it back to the breath. And what you're doing there is you're not trying to be perfect. You're not trying to have a completely calm mind with no thoughts. You're trying to be aware of the thoughts and you're trying to practice bringing it back to what you want to be thinking about. So if this is in your routine and your mind is going to, oh my gosh, what about my dismount? You can pull it back to, and right now I'm doing a cast handstand. And right now I'm focusing on this skill. So that's what you're training yourself to do by practicing meditation for as little as 2 minutes a day. It doesn't have to be any more complicated than that. You're literally sitting, breathing, and just noticing your thoughts and starting to train your mind to come back to what you want to be paying attention to rather than what your mind wants to do, which who knows where it will go. Okay, so that's how we prevent it. Also, you can set yourself up for success by having firm boundaries. So you have to know what you need. If you know that your mother is the biggest distraction for you, and if she's in the audience, you're going to freak out, you ask her to sit in the car during warm-up. You know, I've known plenty of figure skaters and other athletes who actually have their mom not come to the competition. Sorry, moms, this doesn't apply to everybody, but just an example. If a parent or a particular person is very distracting to you, then you ask them, would it be okay if you watched it on the video instead of watching it live? Because it's very helpful when I don't worry about impressing you. So anything that you know, like I don't use my phone before I compete. I leave my phone in my bag, or I leave my phone in the car, or I leave my phone with my parents or whatever. If you know that your phone is a distraction, don't even bring it. Okay. So anything that you can easily look at and go, this is a distraction, this is a distraction, this is a distraction. Do what you can to control those and get them out of the way. All right. So you want to know, you want to go through and make a list for yourself. What are those big distractions? What are the things that have come up in the past? Things that could come up, things that are likely to come up, and write a little list. What are my key distractions? Internal and external. You want to definitely go through both. And then you want to come up with a plan for each one. So I want to talk to you about a little illustration of what we're doing here when you have a plan. So I went on vacation in Costa Rica like 10 years ago, and there were monkeys everywhere. I went to Bali too, and there were monkeys there too. And these little monkeys were so naughty. So they would be up in the little trees, and then they'd see this pack of tourists coming through the jungle, you know, with their little cameras and looking at the temples. And down comes the monkey, and he snatches your phone out of your hand, or takes your sunglasses off your head, or takes your ice cream cone right out of your hand. These little adorable monkeys, everyone's like, oh my gosh, they're so cute. And the next thing you know, your sunglasses are gone. So these monkeys, they're basically like, ooh, what's this? This is interesting. And that's sort of like what our minds are doing. Our minds are like these naughty little monkeys that just jump from one thought to the other, whatever's interesting, kind of wreaking havoc and causing chaos. So one of the locals at one point was like, you want to know what to do about these monkeys? We're like, yes. How do we get them to leave us alone, but still be so cute that we can look at them? And he's like, here you go. I'm going to give you a trick. And he grabs a banana and he peels it and he hands it to a monkey. And then the monkey just sits there like a good little monkey eating the banana, not terrorizing anybody, not taking anything, being adorable for pictures. And then, of course, he runs out of the banana and back to work. So that's how we have to use our minds. You want to take your mind and go, okay, you little monkey, what banana am I going to give you that's going to keep you busy long enough to not cause any trouble? So if you know that your parents or your phone or any other types of distractions like worry, fear, getting ahead of yourself, whatever is on your list, you want to look at those and go, okay, what would I like my mind to be doing during that time? And then you give your mind a job. For example, I'm an audio learner, so I like to have a sound happening. So I give myself a little narration while I was on the beam. So it would be like step, kick, and chin, and wrist, jump, kick, push. You know, I had all these little things I would say throughout the whole routine so that my mind couldn't go, uh-oh, don't fall. Oh no, what if? Because I knew that that's what would happen. I knew that I would get ahead of myself, or I would doubt myself, or I would second guess myself, or I would go, oh no, I'm doing really well. I hope I don't mess this up. I didn't have time to do that because my monkey was chewing on that banana of 1, 2, 3, 4, and step and kick. So that doesn't work for everybody. Mental training is so not one size fits all. But what I want you to start thinking about is for your mind, for your distractions, what is a place that your mind would be more productive going? Now, where do you want your mind to be? So back to Suni. If she is getting ready for bars, and yes, she is the new all-around Olympic champion, her monkey mind wants to be like, social media, interviews, this is so cool, I feel amazing. But what she needs her mind to do is the exact same thing she always does before she competes beam. Get enough sleep. Make sure that you're paying attention to XYZ. Maybe she does a little imagery. Maybe she does some relaxation exercises. Whatever she always does is what she's going to want to do. And you have to be very disciplined to go, this is what I always do. So even if I'm at the Olympics, I'm going to do the same thing because I have proven it that this works. So with any pre-performance routine, you always want to practice it in advance, collect some data, make sure that it's the right one for you. But this is it's an awesome skill. So if you guys want any more tips on how to increase your mental toughness, up-level your mental training, you can download my free, roadmap. So you can grab the Sport Confidence Roadmap. It also has a little quiz in there that's going to help you figure out where is your mental training strong and where is there room for improvement. You can download that at completeperformancecoaching.com/roadmap. So check that out. Go dial in your focus, and I'll see you again soon. Bye.
Thank you so much for joining me for this week's episode of the Perform Happy Podcast. If you're ready to unlock your maximum sport potential, head over to performhappy.com and join us. You'll be training alongside world champion athletes and Olympic hopefuls. And I will personally take you through my research-based system for overcoming fear and mental blocks, building confidence, and finding your flow. I'm Coach Rebecca Smith, and I'll see you next time.